Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A little later than usual, but all those people waiting, I mean, the text, I'm just looking at them. Where's Josh? When are we doing the fast break?
More traffic. Josh. People waiting for me to do fast breaks or people trying to watch the fight on Netflix? I think it's pretty close.
That was a mess. Are we going to talk about that? That was
we can, because I came very close to breaking my TV a few different times.
Me too!
Yeah. And by the way, real quick, don't gaslight me, Xfinity or Netflix, and try and tell me that my internet is the problem. I pay for the most expensive internet that you can get. Don't tell
Netflix
me that.
Netflix not working?
Yeah.
Here's a package that costs $750
a month. Then it would do a speed test. It's like, no, you're not getting
it. That happened to me, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the heck is going on?
You guys ready for fast breaks?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Awesome. Pete's got to stop crying, first of all.
I'm good.
Pete, we will start with you, though. It's not often we talk about the NFL draft in November, but there are a few teams per a recent ESPN analytics posting that shows the top three teams likely to land the first pick. And Pete, you tell me which team is in the most dire need of the top new face of the NFL, the Giants, the Patriots, or the Jaguars?
I'm going to go with the Giants. That's easy. They have struggled so often, and they were a great team. They were a Super Bowl team. They had Manning as quarterback. They had everything was going for them, and they've not been able to do it ever since. And they gave up on a great running back who's, I don't know, he's one of the top running backs, I think, in the league again this year, like he always is. And, you know, they just have torn that whole thing apart. So I would say the Giants.
Who is going to answer then, and I agree with you, it's the Giants, who is going to answer for the fact that they might have to, well, I guess, okay, not. So they'll have an out this year after Daniel Jones. Am I reading that correctly, that they'll have out after 2024, they can get out, but it's still going to be a huge cap hit. I mean, what a massive mistake it was to sign this kid to a four-year, $160 million contract.
It is. Oh,
someone
year,
has to answer
way.
For that.
Yeah,
what's that?
There is an opt out after this year. Yes,
there is. But still, someone has to answer for this. They're paying him so much this year, and he's awful.
Well, and I feel like we've hammered this into the ground. By the way, he got that big payday because he was looking like Patrick Mahomes against Donatell defense in the Vikings for one game.
There's no way it was just one game. While I agree that the timing of it seems suspicious.
I mean, if you measure that up against the rest of his games in his career so far, I'm almost guaranteeing that's near the top, if not the top, as far as stats.
Oh, I'm
but
sure
we'll
of
see.
It.
And, guys, I would add one last thing on that, which is, you know, when they're looking at these quarterbacks every single year, they come out of colleges, and oftentimes they are coming out of a college that is filled with talent, right? So was it the fact that the quarterback was so good, or was it the fact that there was so much talent around him that it made him look good type of a thing? And I think that's been the problem for GMs for a long, long time, is trying to actually analyze, is it the team or is it the player? And too oftentimes they just go with the player. And they've been wrong, wrong, and wrong on so many top five picks. It's amazing.
Maybe don't draft a guy out of Duke for football.
Basketball, not football.
Yeah.
Dave, we'll go to you for this one. With the departure of Alex Kirloff and Max Kepler, pretty much become he will be a free agent this offseason, and I highly doubt that the Twins are going to retain him into next year. Should the Minnesota Twins swing for the fences and make it happen with the highly touted outfield slugger Juan Soto?
No. I mean, listen, and there's two parts to this, right? I'd love to see him here, and I'd love for the Twins to make a big swing. But financially, there are so many issues right now, and the money's just not there. From a sheer, and Pete, you know this better than I do, mm-hmm. from a sheer business standpoint, with broadcast rights and all the money that they have lost, and I was reading an article today about it. I don't think they should. Fiscally, it's not responsible for them to do it. I just don't think they can do it. I don't think there's any chance. Would I love it? Yes. Heck, go trade for Shohei Ohtani's contract, or give someone a contract that where you pay him $1 million now and $1 million next year, $2 million, and then you pay him another $50 million till they're 75 years old. Whatever they did with Ohtani, I don't think it can happen. I just don't even think it's possible to think about it.
And the most difficult part of the whole thing, quite honestly, is they've got to figure out the ownership, right? I mean, that's something that I think before you can start making those kind of moves, they've got to figure out, all right, who's in charge, who's owning this team, and go through that whole process. Other than, because what if you make the moves now and it's not what the new owners are going to want? So I think that there's a lot of reasons why I don't see the Twins making moves right just yet anyway.
All right, Pete, we'll go back to you for this one. Despite finding ways to win, an overtime drive over Baker and the Bucks a couple weeks ago, and then a blocked field goal last weekend, and now a huge test against the Bills. There, by the way, the Bills are favored -2 in Vegas right now. Is time running out, Pete, on Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs' undefeated season?
Yes. It's amazing when you look at all the different numbers, and numbers are just numbers. It's the players that are out there and how they function and everything else. But the reality is that Kansas City, they don't look like the undefeated team that they are. And it's interesting. I think at some point that is going to end. I can't tell you when, though, because they've managed to get past everybody so far, and it's been amazing. But they haven't played that great Kansas City game that we've gotten used to over the years. They were struggling with the Broncos, right? I mean, that alone says a lot. So it's going to be interesting, and the Bills probably have a pretty good shot, I'd say.
I'll say this. If the Bills don't do it today, they very well could finish the year undefeated. They have Buffalo today, at Carolina, Vegas, Chargers? Chargers are okay. Cleveland,
okay.
Houston, Pittsburgh, Denver. They
Houston
very well if they could very
them,
well
Dave,
do it.
I think.
What's that?
I think Houston could get them. I think they could.
You think so?
And the Chargers are a better team than people think. Their defense is absolutely incredible, and offensively they're good. They're not great. They're good, but that defense has been absolutely suffocating this year. So the Chargers, I think, could have a shot.
All right, I'm trying to remember who I just went
to.
Okay, yeah, Dave, your turn.
Yes,
according
sir.
To the Wall Street Journal, the NBA on TNT will now be called the NBA on ESPN after a massive broadcasting deal was reached in the offseason between Amazon, NBC, and ESPN. We now know where the ever-so-popular sports panel is heading. Was this a bigger loss for TNT or a bigger gain for ESPN?
Oh, boy. That's a really great question.
Thank you. That's my job.
I think it's both a loss for TNT and a gain for ESPN. Because first of all, and we've talked about it before, the studio show with those you know, Ernie and Kenny and Barkley and Shaq is from a television standpoint. We've both done TV. Is the closest to brilliance that I think I have ever watched, and they are so good. I'm not even I not a giant NBA fan. I'll watch the game. I certainly watch the Timberwolves games, but those guys together and their personalities and the way they mesh is such compelling television that they're fun to watch, even if you're not a huge NBA fan. So it's a huge departure, I think, from TNT because that show got great ratings. For ESPN, it's going to cost them a lot of money and they've been making cost cutting moves. I feel like for the last 7 to 10 years, but it's a departure from a lot of their shows. Because I'll be honest with you, a lot of their shows stink. They're not good. They're just not. The chemistry between hosts for any of these programs.
No, Dave, don't sugarcoat it. Tell us how you really feel.
This is not as much of a slight about ESPN as it is that this show is good. I just there's very little. I can't remember the last time appointment show viewing on ESPN for a studio show, other than maybe PTI in the early days with Wilbon and Tony Kornheiser, which I loved. And when I used to watch the reruns of SportsCenter when I was in college in the morning. You know, I mean, like those. But everything now, it's just it's people screaming at each other just to have takes. It's not backed by anything. And when you look at the four of those guys on that studio show, it's personality driven. Ernie does a great job of setting them up, and they speak to their strengths. And it looks effortless. It's harder to do than you think, but it's good.
I would say this. It's an absolute monstrous loss for TNT, in my opinion, and a minor gain for ESPN, because ESPN will figure out a way to screw it up. They really will, because they'll turn it into an ESPN show, right? I mean, that's what they do. They put guys together, they do their thing, and, you know, voila, here it is. But Ernie Johnson and Barkley and Smith and Shaquille O'Neal, how do I forget him? But, you know, that is a group, and they are funny, they're clever, they're unique, and if any one of those folks in that group ever decide to step away, and maybe it's out of anger because of something that's going on at ESPN, I think that would be a huge blow. So I think this is a terrible departure. TNT is really going to miss them a lot. It would, guys like me, that's the only time I ever get over to that station. You know, and then sometimes you get stuck there for a while. So that's what they're looking for. It's amazing how good that show. It's the best sports show, I think, of all time that I've seen.
Do we know if the producers are going with them? Is that or are those producers TNT, yep. TNT employees.
I got to figure they're TNT employees down there, right? It seems like that would be the case. If they were able to steal all of them, that would help.
there was an article I read, I think it was in The Athletic last year, which talked about the relationship that the producers had and how they did things from a standpoint of they didn't script everything. They don't script a ton. They just kind of let the guys go. And that's where, and you know this, we both on TV, a good producer that knows how to play to the strengths of their anchors on set is invaluable. And so if it's not that same producing group, then I agree with you. It could very well be, I mean, look at what happened to Pat McAfee. I mean, I wasn't a huge fan of his show before, but it sounds like it's nothing like it was before. And then they put him on Game Day and all. I mean, he's just, I don't know, he's just annoying. But I'm not a big McAfee guy, but, you know, whatever.
You're no fun.
Yep.
I'm really not. Yeah.
He's fun. I'll like back to you, Dave.
Thank you. Is that it, Josh?
That is it, yeah. All right. I wish we could do more, but maybe next week I'll ask you about the producers. We'll see.
The show or the...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Both. or the action.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.